Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Start things off.
Well,
do you know what I forgot to tell you guys about before we actually? I was supposed to talk to you about this before we started the podcast, actually. But did you hear about what's her face getting stabbed?
Who?
What's her name? Actress Reeves. Reese.
What's she in?
What's her face from Cruel Intentions?
Reese Witherspoon. Yes, I saw.
No, with a knife.
What?
With a knife.
Got stabbed with a knife.
Wait, what?
You said with a spoon. I said no. She got stabbed with a knife.
No, recently.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast.
Spoon.
my job is done. I'm gonna go and yeah, I'm out later. Bye.
Welcome. Welcome to And That's Why We're Messed Up, a podcast about geekery, nerdery, and all else in between from a Black British perspective. Welcome. Brother.
What?
To the left of me, I got my bruv.
AKA. Hey, that's me.
To the right of me, I have Big Man, aka Boogerang. what's up, people? I believe today, it is Big Man's turn to take the lead. In fact, I believe we are most awaited for your review of No Time to Die.
Yes, it is. It is here finally, ladies and gentlemen.
First off, will it be spoilers or spoiler-free?
Spoiler-free, because I don't want to ruin it for anyone that hasn't seen it yet.
Okay, so. All right. Okay, so you saw it. We mm-hmm. haven't even talked about it. Like, we literally have got it fresh for the podcast. What's your verdict?
Okay, before I go into this, I just need to go a little bit of a back step. Now, prior to this, anyone who knows me and knows my love for the Bond franchise, in the last 10 years, I've said there's a few things that needs to happen for it to be complete. This film pretty much actually does that for me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, this is spoiler-free. You know when you're in a film where, one, everyone is silent from the words No Time to Die appears on screen. This is before the film's even started.
Okay.
Not one person has spoken. So I thought, okay, this is IMAX. I can live with this. No, I ain't going to say nothing anyway. Mm. Everyone is invested in this film from the opening credits. I have never, ever jumped in a Bond film before because, to be perfectly honest, you don't think horror or connected to a Bond film. Hmm. There's a scene in this, the whole cinema jumps, and I thought, okay, for a jump factor, I'm liking it. So that's one. Two? Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to even explain. It's just that things happen, the first half an hour, there's just things that just does not happen that you know from a Bond film. You have people jumping, random attacks, explosions. And I can't even say, because I mean, I like to think anyone that's listening still hasn't seen it yet, and I'm not here to completely spoil it for you. The only thing I can say, 2 hours and 45 minutes later, Mr. Craig, we thank you for your services. You've been a brilliant, well, for some people, a brilliant Bond, but you went out on a high. Good luck to who replaces you.
Have a hey, hard Lara. Hey, Lara. That's what you're going to be for me.
Lara.
Hey, Lara.
You have a hard role to follow up, but I think he done it amazingly well. My only slight negative thing I have to say about this film, apart from the length, is Rami Malek. Now, a great actor, but every time he appeared on screen, I expect him to knock out a Queen song.
So that's a you problem then, really, not his problem.
No, that's an everyone problem. Once you see it, you just expect him to go,
every time I see his face, I just think
Mr. Robot?
No, Until Dawn.
Yeah.
That's true. Until Dawn. Yeah, same. Is it? I mean, the funny thing is that when he was cast as a Freddie Mercury, everyone was like, nah. But then they saw it, it's like,
Oh, yeah.
I stand corrected.
Like, I remember, because I've technically only seen that film through work without any sound, because it's always playing in the background for the longest time. And I did see it with sound. He was pretty good. He was really good, to be fair.
I think he's good. I can't take that away from him. I've never watched Mr. Robot, but I've heard it's really, really good.
It's good. It's just that I think what we're talking about, sometimes you're not in the mood for certain things. Mm. Like, and you have to be in the mood, in the mindset to watch Mr. Robot. It's good. It's very good. I mean, you know, I'm biased towards Slater as well, but Slater's at his best, and Rami Malek is really, really, really good in it as well. But you just got to be in the right mood, you know, for it. But what were the stunts like? Pacing. How was that for you?
Well, the stunts. Right. The thing is, I could honestly say this horny. Yeah, there are really not really that many stunts in this movie. I mean, don't get me wrong, the ridiculous scene that everyone sees in the trailer of him on the bike over the bridge and jumping off, that's class. But apart from that, this is more of what can one man do just by himself? And I will say this, though. The last 40 minutes of that scene, I think MGM or Universal needs to pay Call of Duty some money and royalties. No, seriously, because the death shot, well, the headshots, I should say, is ridiculous. Because there's one part where basically he bonds on the kill spree, and it's like I'm playing COD, because it's just bang, 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 bang. Thinking, wait a minute, you become John Wick. Because
I was about to say that. Like, are you sure it's a bit of Wick influence right there?
It was, because even I remember one of the guys behind me once said to his mate, you sure we're at the right film? Because it just came out of the blue. And I thought, okay, Bond's not usually known for his accuracy on gunplay, but this is ridiculous.
Especially as a virgin alcoholic, I just want to point that out. Do you know what I mean? He's not going to have exactly a...
He's not alcoholic. He has demons.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know. But you know what it is? That's what I find about Bond anyway, especially this recent iteration. Whatever action film is out in the zeitgeist, Bond will take a bit of it.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Bourne, hello. Because before, next thing you know, it's like, oh, so we're at the Bourne 007. Okay, cool. Okay. Are you going to beat someone with a newspaper or?
Wow, spoken to like someone who just hates Bond. Jesus Christ. You know, God,
I think I've been honest and said I'm not the biggest Bond fan.
Yeah, no, you can be a bit more, you know, like, less biased. I'm just saying, you sound.
But the one I've enjoyed at the recent one was Casino Royale, because I felt like the stakes. You could, like Seafra, you got why he was there. I mean, he was an idiot, but you got it. You felt the tension. I felt the tension more than watching the original Casino Royale.
That's trying to pull it back a little bit to get some positivity on our side too.
No, I'm biased. You know how I feel about Craig.
That's true. I know you feel about Craig.
You know, in my head he appears, and the statement beneath the tagline is "A face a fist could love." You know that's how I feel. I've always said that. Hi, Lara. It's always Lara. The thing where it's like, oh, for God's sake.
Though, you know, I actually forgot he did that to Raider film.
How can you forget?
No, but you know what? If I mention Daniel Craig to me, I instantly think layer cake.
Layer cake.
Yeah. Which to this day is my favorite Craig performance. Full stop. I think it's easy.
Actually, you know what? I actually have a Daniel Craig performance that I thoroughly enjoy and can watch multiple times.
I'm trying to think what film this is. I was going to say
Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
Ooh, nope. Lucky. Oof, Manol, no. Knives Out.
Good point, actually. Good point.
Knives
he
Out.
Was, he was fucking awesome in that. He was fucking so awesome in that.
And you know that just hits the Shan beat right there of basically...
It's a donut-sized hole.
That's it! It's so good! Bring on two. Bring on two. Come on.
Yeah. And you know the ironic thing is, I saw a picture that someone did online. They're saying, obviously, with him now winding down, what else can he do? And which I didn't know this was actually touting. And I laughed at first and I thought, you know what? This could actually work. Well, they're kind of touting him to take over from Fassbender as Magneto in the Marvel X-Men. And the thing is, he could actually play Magneto.
I don't know how I feel about that one. Brother?
I'm thinking.
No, I don't like it.
Mm-mm. It could work.
Nah. Mm-mm. He could play. I could see him doing a Marvel bad guy quite easy, but not Magneto. Yeah,
he's a bit too stiff.
I don't think he's too stiff. That's your bias coming out again. You're wrong, sis.
He's not as stiff in Knives Out.
But you're just saying he's stiff in general, though. So you're biased. Stop talking. You're being biased. Oh. I'm not having bias, sis. I'm not having hatred on this. No.
Hi, Lara.
I can't see.
What Marvel character could you see him playing then, bro?
Okay, something that's not been done yet. I could see him doing the Mr. Sinister.
That's not a bad idea.
Interesting.
It could be Mr. Sinister or mob boss of some kind, like a Falconian Batman that's too low key for him. Because I was gonna say like Hammerhead, but it's just way too low key for him for a Spider-Man bad guy. But I can see him because he can do snivelly and he can do presence. Mm. So I definitely can see him doing a Sinister. Because Sinister is kind of a good blend of both in some iterations of him. So I can see him doing that.
Or Tombstone from Spider-Man, but is he big enough for Venom?
Tombstone's black.
Oh fuck.
Just saying, but he doesn't have to be black. I'm just saying.
Hey,
he doesn't have to be black. But I'm just saying. But if I'm thinking Tony, I just think of a black guy. I don't know why. But actually, I don't know why. Cause he's black.
There is that.
True. But no, I will honestly say, even the most hardest of Bond fans going into this film. I mean, everyone knew about the hype, and because of the pandemic, was put back. And this one had everything. It was a throwback to the earlier Bond films. And from the opening credits, you just knew. There's one line which was mentioned. And as soon as I heard that, I put my hand in my head and I thought, oh my God, we're going down this road. Which is not a spoiler, but if you hear the term, we have all the time in the world, you kind of know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, I get it.
You know this just straight away.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Yeah, like I said, Crazy knocked it out of the park. And like I said, the film was over. You had, and in fact, you know what? Side note, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
How was her writing?
You knew she was definitely on par because some of the Bond one-liners were not really his. Well, typical Bond one-liner. The female characters were superb. The new 007, I thought she was very well done. Very well written.
What's her face from Captain Marvel, isn't it?
Yes,
I like her. She's good.
Yeah, and her introduction was superb. And everyone laughed. We thought, you know what? It's about time this fucking happened to you. And everyone started laughing. So she did it well. Her writing, definitely you can see, because he's very, what's the word? Kind-hearted humour as well. I mean, it's not as blunt as her work in Fleabag, but obviously anyone who's watched Killing Eve, you kind of know where the characters are coming from and very female, strongly driven, which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. I know some of the older Bond fans are saying, oh, this is not really about Bond, it's about a woman. move on with the times, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's had this for 50 odd years.
See, things when it comes, like, there's good, like, there's good women empowerment and there's bad women empowerment. Like, a good example of bad women empowerment, I will say it was the latest Charlie's Angels film. Like, was it a bad film? I don't think was it a horrible film. No, but I mean, I watched it multiple times because I wanted to like it, and plus I fancied, to be fair, I fancied the black girl, and I really like her. She's actually really nice. Yeah, I got respect. A woman does her own stunts occasionally, so you know, I can't really.
Oh, hell yeah! Oh yeah!
But yeah, I was. Yeah, it was just like when it's way too in your face, to the point it's kind of insulting.
Mm.
Like, maybe I'm being sensitive about it, but I just felt like the only positive male role model you saw in that film was like the geeky love interest, and like, but every man was a dick. Like, every man was a dick. Like, I don't want to be the guy that says not all men, but come on now. Like,
I think that there's a way to do it, and
yeah,
it's an interesting discussion because I feel like it's something I've been talking about with my husband. And I say that a lot of the stuff and stuff, the media and stuff that we've been consuming, has been with guys who are basically like, this is how I see the world, and this is how I see the characters in it. And when people say things like, for example, with the Bond and this and that and blah blah blah, it's like, well, if we're going to use the factual basis, there were and are and continue to be female spies. There has been female heads of MI6, like, it's literally a thing. Like, so, and there are ways in which, because it's the nature of the game is there are certain places that are just not open to you if you are a man. It's just kind of how it works. It's like certain skin colors are going to stand out more in certain situations. So those agencies have to embrace inclusion because it's kind of like, you're going to stand out in Africa if everyone's this one, or you're going to stand out in Jamaica if you're this one, because we need to get the intel. And I do hear you sometimes, bruv, it's a case of certain people who write, it's almost like they're like, I'm going to show you. And I even felt with some of it, like, that's how I feel about Eli Roth. Whoever Eli Roth hates, he makes a film about. And I get what you mean with the Charlie's Angels thing, where it's like, okay, come on, let's calm it down. You don't have to be like, all men are dicks, because all women aren't bitches. So make it, you know, like, for example, you know what's been really good, spoiler free, Fear Street. Fear Street on Netflix was brilliantly done. Female direction. And it's basically like, when you start to watch it, it isn't like, look at this, look at this. It basically looks like a 94 that I grew up in. So you do see men and women and blah, 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 and different colours and different orientations. It's like, because, yeah, I saw that coming up in the 90s. I was a teenager in the 90s. So it's like, of course I saw that. So to not have it is weird. And even when, because obviously for those who don't know, Fear Street, based on the R.L. Stine books from like Goosebumps, Fear Street is like the more grown-up Goosebumps. I would definitely recommend it. As I said, there's three of them, 94, 78, and 1666. Excellent performances all around. I'm not going to spoil anything, but what I will say is that when you watch the second one, personally, I felt like I was watching a well-done Friday the 13th. A well-done, like, you are, oh, this is how it should have been. This is wicked. And it's the same thing where, like, the kids are all different colours, backgrounds, everything. And it doesn't stick out like a sore thumb. It's not weird, because you're like, that's kind of how it was. And the same with, like, with women directing, it doesn't need to be like, because it doesn't need to be like, oh, well, look at the men. Aren't they stupid? Because we've come away from that direction with men. I'm sick of when men are like, and here is the stupid bimbo, blah, 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 blah. Or here is the sassy black friend. Or here is the... It's like, no, can we just do something that's a bit better, a bit more grounded? So, and obviously in Fleabag, where it is Phoebe Waller-Bridge's piece of work, she is going to kind of lean in heavier with what she feels comfortable doing. Whereas, you know, if you're good, and she clearly is, she's going to cater her work to something, to a different feel, for Bond, because it needs it. the whole stupid derisive men thing wouldn't work in a Bond setting. It it's just not gonna work, is it? But no, I definitely hear what you're saying, bruv, about that.
I mean, I have to give a shout out to other performances as well. Christopher Waltz.
Christopher who?
Christopher, is that Christopher Waltz?
Yeah.
Oh, Christopher Waltz.
Okay, is there anything he's ever been in where he's not rubbish? Where he's just not brilliant, sorry. Is there?
Yes, we just haven't seen it yet.
Wow.
Well, I don't care who you are. Everyone in some way, shape or form, in somewhere in their past, present or future, or in the future, is going to have a bad performance. I don't care who you are.
Christopher Walken doesn't.
Yes, he does.
What is it?
You what?
Name it.
I'm faking! Damn, I love all those films. Shit.
See?
Wait! Oh, he's fucking amazing at. Shut up. Don't you dare say a bad word about Hairspray. Fucking.
Let alone Weapon of Choice. Come on. If I need to listen to Weapon of Choice now because that video is so damn good. See?
Last Man Standing? No, I actually liked him in that too. Shit. Pulp Fiction?
No. What, The Watch? Come on now.
I know! I'm drawing at straws here. I'm sure the bad performance he's done.
No.
I refuse to believe it.
No. Imagine having Crystal walking into your dad at parents' evening.
Yeah, right.
Well, talking about The Watch, I don't know if I'll be comfortable with that. at parents' evening. See, this watch.
He's stuck up his ass.
Yeah. Mr. Walken, can you explain to me why your son has to watch up his ass? Well,
it's a very interesting story. Take a seat. It's a beer. Because a goddamn treasure. Oh my gosh. He warms my heart.
You cheated. Oh. You used Christopher Walken. That's not fair. Use someone else.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I can't. Walken's a dog. So we are coming up to spooky time. Yes, and also a lot of release time, because we got Dune coming out soon.
It's gonna be shit.
Look,
it's gonna be shit.
Do not curse. It's bad enough that my daughter's a huge Timothée Chalamet fan. Some and Zendaya, so I can barely get through the day without going, did you know? It's like, I don't care. I don't want to know. Thank you very much. But I am very much
you saying that as well.
Yeah, completely. Also, and game release, because in a couple of days, bruv.
Back for blood.
Back for blood.
Yeah, you can get on that as well, because technically it's crossplay. You should be able to play it with us.
Okay.
Yeah, big man, you need to get on that. You need to definitely get on that.
Yes, you've got Xbox Game Pass, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah,
you get it
for free on the 12th.
In fact, I think even if you check now, I think they might even do a whole, like, a preload.
All right.
So, basically, for those who are not gamers among us, we aim to educate and enlighten. And
sorry,
inspire.
I'm sorry, but secretly, you're serious to get out.
Don't touch that dial. Anywho, for those who remember the joys of Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, which were absolutely excellent games, Back 4 Blood's kind of a spiritual.
It's an unofficial
Left 4 Dead 3, really.
Even though it's basically made by the same team.
Yeah, exactly. Brother and I played it, about a month or two ago? A month back now.
Probably more than that, actually.
About 2 months ago, we played the beta. And we really enjoyed ourselves. I liked the way that it was. I liked the characters. It looked gorgeous. Looked mm-hmm. beautiful. And yeah, there were some terrifying elements in there. So I would definitely recommend Back 4 Blood when that comes out on the 12th, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I look forward to that. Far Cry, bro, you touched it yet? Far Cry
no,
6.
One of my friends has been playing it, and she's really enjoying it so far. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really in a rush for it. I think I'm far cried out for now. So I think I can wait for that. So I'm in no giant rush.
Yeah, same. Oh, and did you hear that one of the reasons behind the delays to God of War was because Chris Judge had he had some issues with his knees and his hips and stuff. So when everyone was kicking off and like, the devs, what actually happened is that Chris Judge became really ill and he had to have a lot of surgery. Mm. And the studio were like, well, wait. And they basically took all the heat from all the fans who were, you know, sending death threats to devs. Because, of course, that's the thing that you, don't do that. Mm. Like, for real, come on.
I can't get my game. What do? I will complain on Twitter and threaten people I don't know because I'm a bloody lonely baby
Because
child.
Clearly there's never a Steam sale. And clearly, don't even tell me you haven't got a Steam back catalog. Don't tell me you have played all the games. I've yet to meet someone who's ever done that.
I've played all 369 of my games.
Oh, cool.
And completed
you completed Nier then? All the 20-odd endings, you've done that, yeah?
You said I need to get all the endings, I have to complete it.
You completed Nier, yeah? With a straight face, you're going to tell me you've completed Nier.
Which one?
Automata.
I got one of the endings. Two of the endings, actually.
You have not finished that list.
I got two of the endings.
You got two.
That's a completion. That is a completion. It got ping or bing, complete one ending.
You know,
ending
I would
w.
love to find somebody who's finished all the games on their Steam library.
What are you talking about? It's not bad.
Because Rob is lying. He's
to be fair, a few of them don't even have endings, to be fair. They just go on forever.
Well, like Subnautica?
Well, Subnautica actually has an ending. You just didn't.
It does?
Yeah, it's an ending.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the whole ending is basically you getting off the planet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm too busy being terrified by the huge Cthulhu-like things in the water.
Oh,
they're even...
fine. They just want hugs.
Oh, God.
Hugs! No, all bad things with hugs.
Not with teeth, thank you very much. So, what are you guys going to see next to the cinema, you guys? What's your next travail into the cinema?
Do you know what?
What?
Nothing. Wow. I'm waiting. I'm like the only time I really go to the cinema anymore is to watch the next MCU film, and like maybe The Matrix, I guess. I don't know, because that technically is Christmas.
But that's so Christmas, and we're doing it, and we have to do that traditionally. We have to do that.
All yeah. Time. So Christmas. Yeah. So technically, yeah. Spider-Man, Far From Home. Well, No Way Home, anyway. No Way Home. That's Christmas.
Home Gone.
And then what else is there? I feel like I'm missing something.
It's June.
Again, that's gonna be shit. I'm gonna watch it.
I can't even. Hawkeye.
That's a TV. That's a TV. So
I'm trying to think. There's something else coming at the same time.
I feel like there is something coming out because there's three films I was kind of looking forward to. It's Matrix, Spider-Man. And there's something else. And I can't think of what it is now.
Neither can I. But I feel like it's around the same time as Christmas.
But I've only got a couple on my list, which. sorry.
Was that a demon?
Right, The Eternals. I'll see.
Oh, The Eternals.
Yeah. That's next year, though, isn't it?
No, it's this year.
It's December.
But it's what? Wait, no, it can't be December because Spider-Man's December.
No, I think it's we're in now. I think next month.
Yeah, it's November. Oh, it's November.
Sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah,
I stand corrected.
Eternals. I want to do well because it's Marvel. I want Marvel to always succeed in what they do because that's just my childhood. But yeah. Eternals is an interesting choice, man. Like with Guardians of the Galaxy, I knew it was going to be good because I knew the source material. With Eternals, I question the choice because I know the source material. So yeah. It's like I wanted to do well because there are a few actors in there who I quite like and I want them to succeed, but. Yeah, I hope to be surprised.
Yeah, I've only got a couple. For me, it's Halloween next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Halloween Kills.
Yeah, Last Night in Soho.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that I'm not fussed about, to be honest.
Same.
And probably, this is only because I've been doing this thing of films I wish I saw in the cinema first time around and never got to it. Blade.
Oh,
wait. I'm sorry. What? Yeah. Sorry. Well, I must have misheard you. Say again, please. What?
Blade.
The original Blade.
Yeah.
You seen that in cinema? Ooh.
Yeah, it's back on general release for Halloween on 29th, I believe.
I never saw Blade in the cinema.
Neither did I.
That's interesting.
I've seen. Think about it. The only Blade I actually saw in cinema was Blade 2. I was working in cinema at the time.
I remember. That was good. That was so good.
Blade 2 was good. Barring the dodgy CG in certain parts, but yeah, that was still a good film.
CG in 2 is still better than the CG at the end of 1 with the blood.
Oh, yeah.
And the hand. Frost!
Oh, but that was like early 90s. You can give it's 90. It was like 98, 99. So I can forgive that.
True that.
And ironically, you're also saying that Scream is back in the cinema this week as well. It's been 25 years since the original release.
Wow.
I remember seeing the first time I've watched it was with Priscilla in the Auntie Mary's Place.
Yeah.
We had a film night. It was actually really cool. That was a really cool night, to be fair.
I didn't see that cinema either. I think I saw that at uni. But yeah. Oh, that was, film night. That was mad. Like, you know how weird it is? My daughter went to see Beetlejuice in cinema.
We never even saw it in cinema.
I did. I got to see it in cinema.
Did I see it? I didn't see it in cinema, did I?
No, you didn't see it with me. I was basically snuck in because it was a 15.
That's just me.
And Aunt Jill snuck me in. Thank you, Aunt Jill.
Okay, so I have a question for y'all. Who do you think should take over as the next Bond?
Tom Ellis. Wow, I shut everyone up. Bloody hell, what? did I offend someone? I apologize. Just an idea. Oh, I quite like him. I'm sorry. Fucking hell. Is it because I didn't choose a black person? I'm sorry. Okay, it's just Elba there. It's just Elba. that silence was deafening and that scared me. I just saw death in wow. I don't want to play anymore. I'm gonna go. Excuse me.
I didn't even mean like that. I was actually just like I was trying to put who Tom Ellis was, and then just as you go, you're like, fine. I was like,
I,
A bad shout, to be fair.
I was just so quiet, I was scared. I'm sorry.
It wasn't because of your choice of Tom Ellis. It really wasn't. I actually was just trying to like, I was like, oh, Lucifer. Right, okay, cool. But I almost feel like I don't think about it because I'm not invested in Bond.
You're biased, yes.
I mean,
okay, I'm sorry. I'm being
well, you'll be there, yeah?
So what?
What's that?
I'm sure if Adam Copeland, yeah, got drafted in Bond, you
know. Yeah. Look.
So in my eyes, I went to a weird place. I went to Edge being Bond.
The choice I would probably support if Adam chose to make that decision, is all I'm going to say about that. Big up, Edge. Yay.
I need to send you the episode of Flash where he was in.
Oh, don't.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Also, because there's like so many like other good spy-y things that are out there, I'm kind of like just on with Bond, isn't it?
Yeah. That's for fair. Some reason, ask me that question. They say, "What about Tom Arne?" I'm like, no.
And you know how I feel about Tom, but no, please. Stop.
I reckon Henry Cavill for me is the perfect choice.
Do you know what? What the hell, sis? Do you need a room?
If you keep bringing up the people who just happen to feature heavily back to back in succession in my dreams, I can't help the reaction. It's literally involuntary, okay? You can't bring up flipping. Henry Cavill fixing a PC. God damn it.
Okay, to be fair, he's like probably one of the most wholesome human beings you can see right now.
I know, he's so wholesome.
He really is. He's wholesome, he's fucking good looking. I fucking hate him.
I still normally put the meter upside down in the PC. That still was beautiful. So, we've all been there. Now get back and undo it because you can't have it like that.
To be fair, Henry Cavill would be a good like. I've just like seen it like his like clips of him in Man from Uncle. To be fair,
yeah, that's why I do think that'd be a good. But I just feel like it's. I don't know. I'm kind of. And I recognize I'm biased. I'm kind of over Bond. I'm just like, what?
No offense, you were never under Bond, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you were
under Bond.
So, I know. Under Bond.
Under Bond.
But to be fair, you weren't, though. Right,
no,
let's be
for
honest.
Real. But Bond has angered me for several decades, including when he decided to go safari suit and full Live and Let Die, which is like, oh, hell no. My granddad had that suit, but oh, hell no.
But to be fair, I feel like they should, like, it'd be kind of cool to see a nobody again. Actually, a talented nobody will be to do the role. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I think someone fresh who doesn't have the legacy of anything would be really interesting and put it in a different direction. There could be interesting stories to be had. And once again, this is why the whole thing about inclusion, because once again, there are interesting stories to be told from different perspectives. It's why everyone's gone mad for Squid Game. Everyone's gone mad for Squid Game because it's like, there's a different, and it also bucks the myth because there are a lot of people who are gatekeepers who say, well, people don't like subtitles. It's like, that's really weird because
talk to the anime community.
The anime community would love a word with you. It's not recent.
There's actually hate towards subs versus dubs. There's actually hate towards people who like dubs.
Literally,
it's kind of scary.
I was saying to a friend I was talking to. I said, you know, a lot of these, it's the same rhetoric that we're saying that black people don't go cinema and buy films. It's like, really? Remember, this was the whole thing that was pushed about Black Panther. The coding was, well, black people don't go cinema. Meanwhile, the flipping Zamunda Confederacy turned up there in full rose petals and attire and paid three times to see it.
Have they been to Streatham on a Friday night in Odeon? Are you kidding me? I say Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, when we're closed, basically, oh, is the cinema still open? No, come on now.
It's the gatekeepers who are in charge of that rhetoric. So they tell themselves things so why they don't have to then put content or put out content or, you know, authorize content that goes towards certain communities. They can sit there and say, well, those communities don't engage. And it's like, Patney Empire would love a word because all through my childhood coming up, Hackney Empire used to jam out things all the time. So, and that was for plays and things. So, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't all on the guest list. So, yeah. But then Black Panther just smashed that, to be honest with you. And this whole thing about, well, people don't like subtitles. I'm like,
really?
Really? Because Parasite won an Oscar the other day for Best Film. Pretty sure that a lot of people that I know, and as Bob said, the anime community would love a word with you. Because I've seen the anime community get things like, this translation is not correct! And they just start to, so...
Yeah, it's like, I know I've spoken about this anime a lot on the podcast, Demon Slayer. Like, I've watched the dub and the sub of the movie that came out recently, and there is, because like, there's a translation, like, so in one of the characters, a guy called Rengoku, when you first see him in the anime, he's literally on a train eating food, shouting on top of his lungs, "Tasty!" in a dub. He's going, "Tasty! Tasty!" And you're like, okay, this guy's weird. And then, in the translation in Japan, it's "delicious." He's shouting "delicious." People were up in arms over that change of word. I was like, dude, it's basically the same thing. The only difference is one's delicious, one's tasty. It doesn't make a difference. He's still showing enjoyment for the food. It's sacrilege! It's this! I hate dubs! It's like, wow, okay. Well, I thought Tasty was better personally, but what do I know? I just watched the shit.
I mean, the worst example of that is Water Margin. That's the worst example of the dub, where they're basically, like, if you watch the documentary about the Water Margin, if you watch the original and you listen to the English dub, the guy's like, oh, I had no idea. I just made it up. I was like, I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? He's like, oh, they just showed me the pictures and I just made up whatever I thought was happening. I was like, So basically, when I was watching the Water Magic coming up and the guy was, sometimes I was like, that doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't, because the guy is just like, well, I'm just going to make it up as I see fit and I guess it'll make sense eventually. And sometimes he'd link them, sometimes they'd be individual stories. And it's like, dude, this is... oh, God. So now you're almost like, I have to watch that again. And I need to watch it with just a dub, because without the English dub on the top, because the story doesn't make no sense, because the guy didn't know what he was talking about. And I think some of that happened to Monkey as well over here.
That's a surprising one, but...
Which is like, I just made it up. I mean, I just made sure I said Trippy Taco a couple of times. It's like, oh God, oh, my head hurts with it. Ah, But I, for one, welcome our Squid Game overlords. No, I'm joking. I love God's Club. I mean, I knew it's going to be a big thing. That's the thing. Like, when you got a kid, you can see, like, when things start to become a thing. She ran into my room before this thing, like, I think a week ago, and was like, "Mommy, seeing Squid Game." I'm like, "No, I don't know. What? Squid? Salt and pepper? What are you talking about?" And she's like, "This thing, it's really good." And I was like, "That sounds like Battle Royale. I don't know what that is. Squid Game's amazing." Literally the next 2 days, I just saw it everywhere. And I was like, oh, right. She's already watched it. She thinks
it's Shine. She's us, but just condensed and more excitable when we were back in the day, to be fair. She's basically us when we were, like, kids.
Completely.
Getting excited. Oh, my God, it's amazing! Us, we're more cool about it now. It's like, yeah, that's all right.
But then the funny thing is that, like, she does things like, she invites friends around. It's like, okay, sit down. You now need to understand who Edgar Wright is. So we're going to start with Shaun the Dead. And these kids, like, she had some kids around the other day and literally made them watch Shaun the Dead, Hot Fuzz, World's End. And then was like, so spaced. I was like, let them leave.
To be fair, you did this to her, so it's your fault.
I know. I'm so proud. But to quote somebody great, someone classic, how else will they learn?
Aww. Quite as lost in the while.
For real. On that note, I think this is an excellent place to call it quits for now. Next time is the Halloween episode, and I am looking forward to that. I have a few ideas, a few things I want to talk about and chat, but until then, bruv, what's your socials, please?
I forgot them for a second. I did the big man shit.
Wow.
You can find me on YouTube under Instant Classic Gaming. You can also find me on Twitch, TikTok, and Twitter. No, Instagram. See, I'm forgetting these things now. Under Instant Classic _ Gaming.
Big man, what's your socials?
Twitter, you can find me at War3782. And on Instagram, you can find me at Mr_Roberts_B1. How about you, sis?
If you want to get through, you can email at stjudesavengers@gmail.com. We are on Instagram at messed.pod, and we are on Twitter at andmessed. Thank you very much for your time. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. Everyone stay safe, and I guess this is a peace out.
And remember, with a knife, not a spoon. Oh, God. And that's why we're messed up. Produced by the St. Jude's Avengers, edited by Instant Classic Gaming, and music produced by Box Room Music.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.